This is the Audit Committee of Pacifica. It's December 3rd, 2018. At 8:39, we are beginning our open session. Madam Secretary, can you take the, can you call the roll? Adriana, are you there?
I can, Madam Chair. I can't.
Oh, you cannot. Okay.
I cannot.
I will do that then. Adriana Castanez is here. Okay. Adrienne LaViolette?
Here.
Carol Travis?
Here.
Serene Roberts? Okay, no Serene yet. Eileen is here. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay. Jamie Gomez? Okay, we'll come back. James Sagerton? Where are our Jameses? Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Ken Laufer?
Here.
Maskila?
Here.
And Paulina?
Here.
Okay, and I know Maxie is on the call. Do we have Scott or George or Wondrin yet?
I think they're all coming at 8:45, which is 5 minutes away.
Right, so they could have logged on sooner. Okay, great. So let me just check. Serene, are you here now? Jamie? James? Okay, let's just move on then. All right, Adriana told me she would not be able to take notes tonight, so I need a volunteer to serve as pro tem secretary.
I'll volunteer. That's Carol.
That's Carol. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we need our timekeepers for tonight.
I can do maybe time.
Is that Paulina?
No. It's
that Paulina?
It's Adrienne. Unless anyone else wants to do it, I can do it.
Okay. Unless you have to go.
If I have to get off, yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, this is Paulina. I'm sorry, I can't volunteer. I'm in the car, and I will have to leave at 7 p.m. Pacific time as well. So apologies next time.
Okay. All right. So you all have received my draft audit. Do we have any changes, additions, anything else?
Draft agenda. You called it an audit, poor dear.
I'm sorry, do what? What did I call it?
You called it an audit with poor dear.
The draft audit. If only. That would be great. We could all go home. Well, okay, you know what I mean. Any changes to our draft agenda or additions? None heard. Okay. So, do we need to move to approve the agenda, or did that suffice to do it?
So move.
Okay. Okay, sorry, I'm taking my notes.
Writing it down as moved without objections, unless somebody objects.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's move on. I guess, can you guys let me know when other people log on, since I can't see the screen? Let's see, unless it's come up yet. Oh, I can see it now. I think I can get in there. Yes. Okay, good. I can now see the screen. So let's see. There's somebody in there with a number. And that is going to be, is that George?
Yes, it's George Walter from NETA.
Great. Okay, right on time. So I think Lundgren and also Scott Mitchell will be joining us, but, you know, we can get started with you because you are up on the agenda. We wanted to get kind of an update, you know, advances and roadblocks, whatever you think you should share with us in terms of how things are going on the audit. And,
okay.
You know, we're working on. So I'll just give you the floor and you can go.
Okay. Well, we're making progress. There was evidently a communication problem where Wondrin thought she was getting copied on things when I was requesting things. So there's information at the national office that is there, but I haven't gotten. But she's got that organized, and I did request that she just go ahead and send it directly to the auditors with a copy to me. And so what that allows us to do, she can take care of the organizational documents and budgets and some of those items. I'll be able to move into the balance sheet accounts and start feeding that also to the auditors. We also brought on an additional senior controller and one of her controllers that has Great Plains experience. They did a lot of the payroll entry for FY18. And so I've got them going on right now, accounts receivable, and I'll be setting up workbooks for them to update on especially balance sheet accounts. So we're going to get things scrubbed before they go to the auditors. So some of the information Wondrin sends to Scott, I will scrub it and get it into auditable condition, and so I expect to see some more progress there. Just the first station that they looked at for accounts receivable, there was errors on the subsidiary journal going back to 2005 that need to be cleaned up. So that's kind of been an issue. The intercompany accounts are still off. We've got them all done except for National Office versus KPFA and National Office versus KPF WBAI and WPFW. And so Wondrin and Barry have been working on that since about November 1st. So we really need those tied out to even get a draft financial statement. So there's a lot to do, but I'm hoping with this different approach, we can move through the items a little bit better. We're trying to get check registers, which we need from 17 and from and right up to current. And so they know which ones are missing, but that one, I think we have KPFA and, KPFK, excuse me, for both years, WBAI for both years, and WPFW for both years. So Barry has come through with those items, and unless there's any others in transit, we're... the others are missing.
Great.
So in addition to bringing on the additional senior controller and controller, Scott Mitchell is joining our weekly staff call between myself, Anita Sims, Larry Dankner, who's more the operational senior controller,
right.
And Maxie and Wondrin. So I think that will help too, to be able to focus on missing items.
That's very helpful. Thank you. I see Scott has joined us.
Carol,
go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead, Scott.
Okay.
Carol, did you want to speak?
I was going to ask questions, but then Scott joined us. I don't know if he wants to say things, or I don't. Since he didn't hear, I don't know if he wants to start from scratch or what.
No, I would say I heard most of what George said, and I think he summarized things fairly well. So, David, I'm going to be on the weekly calls, and I think once we actually get started and get the audit test work underway, I assume those calls will just sort of transition to an audit status call.
Yeah.
When it's appropriate, I'd like to be on the stack.
I think you can go ahead now, Carol.
Okay. Thank you. I have been reading, going back and reading in detail a lot of the reports that we have gotten, particularly, I think, from you, George. And I was reminded that originally we thought that we would get a report from you in September on a balance sheet, and then and that the 2017 audit would be done on November 30th. And then on the last call, and plus reading the various reports that you've sent out in October and November, I've been breath has been taken away in terms of the number of missing things. I was really began this process after Scott. I think you said at the last call that the people who had been originally assigned to do our audit were working on other things because we had not gotten enough information to you to have you even really begin it. And I saw things sent both on, I think, October 14th, something like that, October 29th, that had 400 missing things, and all of them were substantial. And so I'm very worried. Our plans had been to try and get back on track so that our audits were done by, I think it's March 1st or something like that, or maybe March 30th for California requirements, and also to get on track for CPB funding. So for us to fail in this is not only, you know, the loss of the CPB funds, but it's also endangers our nonprofit status. I'm not blaming anybody for this. We've had years of people who are not competent and not professionals, not doing things. But I would like to have clear statements from you guys on, people are often polite, particularly with clients, about how things are going. But it's important that we really get an understanding of how bad off we are. And, to talk about this as beginning now when we've passed the date that the audit was to be done is scary to me. That's all.
Well, and Scott and I are in a similar boat, and in terms of getting information from station and national office personnel, the requirements went out in August from Wondren to the stations and PRA. And the information's been very slow and forthcoming. And I'm not going to go into extreme detail, but I've had just questions where I've had to come back week after week after week for what should be a basic question on cash accounts, for example. and not getting cooperation, not getting answers. We finally got cash, for the most part, squared away. But even what we had, what I did get was insufficient in terms of accuracy. So we've got the same, and I've got the same frustration. That's why I'm having Wondren send information directly to Scott and his team. So there needs to be a sense of urgency, which I think the committee tried to impart to management, and the finance directors seem to be more responsive. I've gotten some luck getting some documents over the last week from them, but we really need cooperation.
I have a follow up. Okay, Eileen.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Are you dealing directly with the people who are the finance people, or is everything go through Wondren as a point?
She was collecting information from the stations, and so she asked that I deal directly with her. I had a string of requests back in October that even with reminders, I wasn't getting the information. So I started to go straight to the finance directors or business managers and them getting spotty but improved response.
Okay. I have
Eileen, can I be on the stack? It's Grace.
Yeah, after me. A couple of things.
Sure.
Somebody's breathing into their mouthpiece. So if you could mute your microphone or your mouthpiece, that would be great. Wondren had said last time that she thought you, George, had said that we weren't going to finish the audit until sometime in January, but she wasn't 100% sure that she'd understood that correctly, and she was going to follow up on that. And unfortunately, she's not on the call, so I was wondering if that's something you said to her or if she had misunderstood. That was to George.
Well, I'm not sure if I said that to her, but that was it's hard to say with some of this information if it never comes and the audit never finishes. So, but we're working on January 31st as a realistic target date, In any correspondence, we're going to put expectation out outside the organization, if there is any, February 28th to give us to give some room.
I'm sorry, but you're going to tell outsiders February 28th, but we'll be shooting for January 31st. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Grace, go ahead.
Yes. I'm not sure if you know about this. Probably you do. The audit committee passed a resolution, and that resolution was later passed, adopted by the national board. I'll read it to you. It was to instruct the executive director to ensure that all requests for information from NIDA and Pacifica's audit firm, Rogers & Company, be a top priority for all stations and units. Further, that stations lacking the resources to do their own accounting outsource that work to NIDA until such time as they are able to get up to date on all accounting and maintain current accounting functions in compliance with past audit recommendations. Now, I'd like to know if there has been any work to get this motion, which is now Pacifica, the national board directed that this be done. We've known for quite some time that WBAI and WPFW lacks a business manager or adequate accounting help to get their books in order. So we wanted NIDA to take it over and create, if necessary, a separate bill for that. So is that in progress? And is it necessary? Is the extent of that help needed from WPFW and WBAI, or are other stations adequately deficient, or I don't know how to put it, not up to speed enough that they also need supplemental employees to get their books in shape?
I'm going to say that this seems like something Maxie could perhaps respond to.
Yeah, I've got a lot to say. There's some inconsistencies with some of the information that you've heard on this call. So I was really hoping that Warren would be on this call. I'm not sure why she's not, to speak to some of the things that have been said. So let me just start by saying, in response to what Grace just brought up, the bottom line is, Wandrin and the folks at NIDA have devised a strategy to focus on the trouble stations, whether it be BAI, BFW, you name it. They've devised a strategy to work with the business manager, the general manager, if need be, to move their processes along. So, you know, I can't answer. I'm sure George can probably fill you in as to whether that's going to be enough to satisfy the situation as you're outlining it. The bottom line is that all the stations have a quote-unquote business manager, someone who, this is Wandering Names, she doesn't have the phone number. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Let me just shoot this email, this text to her so she can call.
Oh, okay. I was going to do that.
Eileen, I'd like to.
No, I can finish. I wanted to get the text to her. Here's the other matter that I want to address, because this is where I said there's inconsistencies. Okay. From almost the very beginning, my understanding is that the emails, all the audit material that has since NIDA's literally been employed by us, folks at NIDA have been CC'd on almost, if not all, the material that the stations have forwarded to Wandrin. So this issue of everything going through Wandrin is not actually as it sounds. She may be the one interfacing with them once that material comes in, but the information has been shared by the stations to both NETA and to Wandrin. That's my understanding of it, and when she gets on, perhaps she can clarify that.
This is Wandrin.
Are you on yet, Wandrin? Okay.
Yes, I'm on. Sorry for my delay.
So the question, Wandrin, that was asked, and I'll let Grace brings up this motion on occasion up that the board has passed, saying that if any of the stations are lacking in their process to help get the audit done, that we are to assign, NETA to actually do work on behalf of that station as a separate fee. So you might want to answer what is the situation with that?
I'm not sure what the question is. As far as NIDA stepping in for the business managers, I mentioned that in their agreement, that is something that they are covering. At this moment, NIDA is reaching. Is NIDA on the line?
Everybody's on the line, but you.
I'm on.
Okay. So to my understanding, Nita will be reaching out directly to the stations to gather information. As far as the business managers, I'm not really sure how we want to pass that if Nita wants to step in as the business managers for WBAI and WPFW. What I had mentioned before is that there is a plan for that to happen, but right now the focus is audit fiscal year 17. And being that Nita has a capacity and have on more team members, I do believe we're moving faster and we're progressively moving into a direction of, you know, accomplishing our audit by the expected time of February.
Now, Wanda, the second thing you might want to address, it was mentioned earlier, I'm trying to think who answered the question.
Carol or Grace, it would have been.
Hi, Carol. Carol, you want to restate your question? So I think you got a couple, but so
I was
wondering if you can respond.
Let me think. I was just asking for whether or not, I guess the one that I'm remembering right now is the one whether or not Wandrin was that everything flowed through you, Wandrin, or if there was direct contact. And what I hear you saying is now that there's, where there are business managers, that there's direct contact. Is that right?
Yes. Recently, in an effort to speed up the process, we're working with Nita, and Nita has brought on a couple additional people. And correct me if I'm wrong, George, but or Nita, I don't know who's on for Nita, but they've already begun conversations where they've reached directly out to the stations, and stations have been giving them the information that they need. Where I come in at is if they need a report for all the stations, something that I can do. But most of the documents and the backup is housed at the individual station. So it not only makes sense for them to go directly to the stations for things, for further questions. I think we're at a space where the auditor is feeling comfortable that we're moving forward. We're just trying to get a few more accounts cleaned up and send over information. And to my understanding, that what the way that the process looks overall is that we're gathering all this information from the station. Nita will scrub it, make it clean, make it presentable so that it's presentable to go to the auditors. And what I mean by presentable is making sure that the accounting is appropriate as best as we can, not spending too much time with cleaning up, but cleaning up the worksheets and the schedules per the audit so that we can move forward. So there is kind
of
answer your question.
I think that Grace has then another question.
This is a Grace. I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead, Grace. Thank you.
Okay. I am confused because in the last audit committee meeting and this meeting earlier this evening, we have been told that the information going to the auditors is slow and there's a lack of response from the stations. Now, it is my understanding that there is no business manager at WBAI and no business manager at WPFW. There's nobody keeping the books. There's nobody there really to answer questions. To some extent, the financials are being done partially by the general manager at WBAI and by the business manager at KPFK, but there are a lot of deficiencies in the tests that need to be done for the general business manager role at those two stations. And this has been slowing down our audits for a number of years. It is a deficiency. There is nobody at those stations who has the job of responding and getting the books in order. So this is wondering, you're saying something that directly contradicts what George just told us 5 or 7 minutes ago, and it's my understanding that there is not sufficient bookkeeping and accounting done at those two stations, and the PNB directed the executive director to have Nita take over the business manager functions that are not being done by those two stations so that we can get our audits done. And I don't understand why there's no progress has been made in complying with that PNB directive.
I'm not sure about the PNB directive. What I am aware of is, like you stated, that there is not a business manager at WBAI nor at WPFW. I do know that if everyone has had the opportunity to read the NIDA agreement, that the NIDA agreement states that they're going to overview the whole network and they're going to look at each individual station. And I do believe, I don't have the agreement in front of me, but I do believe that it mentions WBAI and WPFW and stepping into those roles. I think what's happening right now is that right now, because there are so many different...
I have a point of order. Please, I'd like to interrupt. I think it's necessary, Eileen. The reason is that...
Yeah.
I believe what Wondrin is talking about is our contract with NIDA. Because it's a contract, we would need to go over this in closed session.
Mm-hmm.
What Wondrin has said is not particularly sensitive, but going into it in any detail would be improper in an open session. So
okay.
We actually should go through that contract, possibly. But the point is, the audit...
May I continue? Is it okay
if I can just... Yeah, please, Grace. Let Grace finish in a minute.
Yeah, well, any details about that contract should not be discussed in an open session. This meeting is being streamed on our internet, on the website, the Pacifica.org website.
No problem. Noted. So what is happening?
I'd like to second the motion if Grace made a motion to go into closed session, if we're going to do that.
Okay.
Hang on a second, because the motion is on the floor. I think we might all feel more comfortable speaking more freely if we were in closed session. So do we need to, we have the motion. Do we need to second it? I don't think we do in committees. Do we have any objections to that motion?
Yes, I object.
Maskira objects.
Yeah, I think that we need to allow the public to have as much information as possible without going into all of the detail. There is so much that is hidden from our sponsors, actually. When somebody said they wanted to change it to listen to sponsors, there is so much that is hidden from them. They need to know as much as possible. So there's no way that I would agree with what's said right now about let's going into closed session. And I hope there's some other people that agree with me on that.
Okay, thank you, Maskila. Let me ask something.
I agree.
Details of the contract, but I should think that would have more to do with what is being charged for the duties within the contract. I don't understand if the duties or the scope of the contract needs to be confidential. That doesn't seem like it should have to be that way. Can anybody comment on that?
I can comment.
Okay, who's that? George?
This is George. I could just clarify things, possibly.
Sure. That would be great.
As an audit committee call, I can speak about the audit and the contract. I know there's been a proposal and maybe a counter proposal in terms of what's exactly what's getting done between the stations. But anything with that would be prospective, not reaching back into 2016 and 2017 for the audit. And just another clarification on WBAI and WPFW, Barry Brooks from KPFK is their business manager as well. And on site is Berthold Reimers and in New York, and Annette Carson in D.C. And so they're kind of the ones on the ground that have been able to pull samples for us. And Berthold was actually pretty prompt once he realized that the samples that we had requested hadn't been requested of him. He got them to me within 48 hours. Same thing with Annette Carson. Once she realized that the request had been out there without a response, she was able to get expense selections pulled and submitted fairly promptly, within a week.
This is Wondering on Stack. Can I speak?
Yes, I'm sorry. Was anyone else on the stack before Wondering? Okay.
This is Carol. I'm on the stack after Wondering. Thanks.
Okay. I just want to ask a clarifying question. George, do you mean to say that once Berthold and Annette understood what it was that was needed, they were able to get it together and send it right away or pretty quickly? Is that what you were... Would that summarize what you said? George? George? Did you mute yourself? We're not hearing George. Maybe he'll
Wondering
be back.
Can probably answer.
I'm sorry. For some reason, I seem to get muted on some of these statements. So.
Huh.
The last thing I just heard was you had a clarifying question, and then it was muted for 30 seconds. And that happened before, too, so I'm not sure what's happening on this call.
That's strange. I don't see you as muted, but I'll try to keep an eye on it. No, I was just clarifying if what you meant to say was that if the WBAI and WPFW, if once they understood what you were – Oh, George, we lost him altogether. He's off
okay.
the call.
I can All
right, Wondering, go
I can
ahead.
I can answer that question, and it also was what my finishing my statement. And what I was going to allude to is that although those two patients have addressed that, and the NIDA team, along with the Pacific Barry, who's not their business manager, but working closely with him and giving him the support that he needs to reach out to us. And since then, Barry has been working alongside Matt Carson, who's been able to support him in the interim of them getting a business manager. And she's been supporting with giving documents as well as virtual.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Juliana, you don't have the floor. Can you please wait?
Chair, I understand, but it's a point of clarification or something. Please, or
yes,
please I cannot hear. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. May I finish? I cannot hear. It's cut. I mean, I'm not receiving what Wondering is saying. I cannot hear what she's saying. The volume
is
so low.
We can just get it turned down. It is low.
Hang on. Let me just turn it up. Wondering is there. Okay. Wondering, go ahead. Actually, I would like George. Let's go back to George for a minute because he dropped off and now he's back on. So I would just like him to answer. George, what I was asking you was if what you were trying to say was if once WBAI and PFW understood what you were asking for, then they were able to get it for you pretty quickly. Was that, did I understand that correctly?
Yes, that's correct. And some of the original request items that we requested in August just came through in late November. But some of the audit samples that Scott's team had requested had gone unanswered just just going to the business managers. But then once I went to Annette and to Berthold, they produced the audit sample backup within 2 days to a week. So they do have manager coverage, and we made a proposal regarding those stations, but the management elected to do something a little bit different, and that's still being worked out. And so I'm not informed enough to speak about the contract going forward. I'm just working on the FY17 audit currently.
Okay. This is Grace. I have a follow-up
question.
We're
in closed session. I can respond to that. I'm sorry.
Grace, okay. can you wait and let Maxie respond? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, Maxie.
Well, I was going to say it might be something I save to closed session. If you want me to get into
okay.
the nuance of the relationship with Deed, I can wait till a closed session. But it'll be in response to what was just said.
Carol, point of order.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm not sure it's a point of order, but I think that because we also might be discussing individual people and personnel, that it's important that we go into closed so that we can follow this discussion. And I think the motion is on the floor.
Yeah, I think it's fine if we can get things that are not confidential or do not deal with individuals. Maybe we can get through those items and then the closed. Maxie, go ahead.
I think one of the things we can answer right now is whether when the stations sent material to Wandrin, was NIDA CC'd? I think that's one of the questions that we can answer now that doesn't have to be closed session or implicate anyone by name or anything like that. So I think you need to respond to that question.
Okay, and this is Grace. I have a question.
Is it complimentary? Does it go here?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
It refers back to what I was saying earlier.
Excuse me.
It's an open session question.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
I take it that we're going to... We're going to go back to. We're going to handle open session items first, and then go back to the concept of a closed session.
Why is that Wandrin?
Can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, but somebody's speaking in the background, and I don't know who it is, and it's very distracting.
The ED just asked that Wandrin respond to something, and then Grace has another comment that or question. You're allowing to come in.
I didn't cap that. Okay.
Who is the chair of this committee? Grace?
Thank you, Ms. Gila.
You're very welcome.
Adrian, to the staff.
Okay.
Maxie, I'm totally confused. Am I to respond?
I'm sorry. Nobody has asked for the floor.
Well, Violet.
I'm sorry. I believe Maxie was speaking. Is that right?
I wasn't speaking, but I had posed the question and suggested Wandrin respond to it. And then I'm sure it would be appropriate to listen to Grace's question.
Okay, I've lost track a little bit here.
Let Wandrin answer the question, and then let's ask her question.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, so much is happening that so many conversations are overlapping. Maxie, do you mind repeating that question?
The question is simple. Earlier on this call, George communicated issues he was having in terms of receiving information from the stations. The question I have for you is when the stations were forwarding material to you, were they also CCing an ETA? and you can just answer
yes.
that question in any kind of way you want. So give the timeline
yes.
if you need to.
Yes. I went for the last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, I went through all of my emails from September up until November, and all of the emails that were sent to me from the stations as it relates to the audit, they also CC'd Nita as well with George on those emails. Since then, I've organized all those emails and all those documents and have them separated in each file folder per station. But yes, to answer the question.
So
if I may
have the floor just for a second. The reason that's
just
important is because that contradicts what was said earlier by George. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, call George out here. I just think that we have to be clear about the inconsistency in the information being shared to this committee. Whether someone received information or not. Again, there's conflicting information, and you just heard Wanda's response to what George said earlier. I think that's important for this committee to understand because it, I believe, answers the question posed, if not by Grace, prior to.
All
right. Can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead, George. Go ahead and answer. And then I believe Adrian on the stack. And
actually, it was Paulina before Adrian.
Just while we're on that topic, to Maxie's question, in many cases, I was copied, but the instruction to the business managers was that Wondren would be the point person for their response and submitting reports. And my agreement with Wondren, and this goes back to August 15th and in that time frame, was that she would collect it and then when received everything of a certain topic, would forward that to me for scrubbing for the auditors and then move on to them. And we had a timeline of over 3 or 4 weeks to receive this information. Keeping in mind that the fiscal years had ended 11 months before. So this should not be pressing them for information, but, their instructions were to send it, to her. She was going to send it to me. And in many cases, I got copied, but not in all cases. And they would send partial information to us. So Wondren was collecting that. And so that was the plan and the understanding. And so I didn't have an expectation of having everything. There were things checked off on her list that I did not have, and so I assume that they came without a copy to me.
Wondering on that.
This is Grace. Had been interrupted.
Yeah, hang on, Grace.
Earlier.
Grace,
okay.
Hang on. Right now we have a stack of Grace. I think it was Paulina, Adrian, Scott Mitchell would like to be on the stack. He advised me. And then Wondren. So that's where we are. Sorry? I didn't understand you.
Carol?
The stack. Okay. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. On this call and from information from the last audit committee meeting, I have contradictory information. In the last audit committee meeting, Scott told us that Rogers & Company had only received about 20% of responses to their request for information, and that the information was coming in very slowly. George also said the same thing, and tonight George said, and I'll quote because I was writing down what he said, "In terms of getting information from stations and national office personnel, the requirements went out in August from Wondren to the stations. The info has been very slow and forthcoming. I'm not going to go into extreme details, but have had to come back week after week after week and not getting cooperation or answers. We finally got cash for the most part squared away, but not complete in terms of accuracy. The management seems to be more responsive in the past week. What we really need is cooperation. So just tonight, and we're finding that the cooperation from the stations themselves, first of all, we know that at WBAI and WPFW, part of the financial bookkeeping and accounting is being done. It's not being done in totality. Our business manager at KPFK, Barry Brooks, told the local finance committee at KPFK that all he was doing for WPFW and WBAI was keying in the numbers from the balance sheet, the bank statements for those stations into Great Plains. Nothing was being done by him regarding the receipts, regarding the details of donations, the details of other income, the details of what the expenses were made on. So I think it's wrong to consider that those stations have their business manager functions being done in totality. They are not. And with the deficiency at the very bottom, the NIDA and the auditors need the basic bookkeeping and accounting done at the local level to be able to get financial reports to the board and so that our audits can be done, so that our tax returns can be done. I'm getting contradictory information.
Okay.
Timekeeper for the floor. It's been 45 minutes on this topic, Madam Chair.
Okay. But it's what we're here for. So I believe Paulina was on the stack. Paulina, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I sent an email to the committee members about 10 minutes ago. I understand this is last minute, but it's a proposal for a motion. It's not exactly related to the topic at hand, but it is about, I was wondering if the Madam Chair, if you've received it, if other members have access to their email while we're on this call. And it has to do with a previous question about that I had raised about being able to discuss basic financials related to the FJC loan at the Pacifica Foundation. It has contracted that has a non-disclosure agreement, which prevents us from, I assume, talking about the details. But if members of the committee could review that, and if it needs to be postponed to the next meeting for a vote, that's fine with me as well. But just wanted to bring everybody's attention to that. Thank you.
Okay, not apropos right now to the current discussion. So can we get back to this later on then, Paulina?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Let's see. Next on the stack was Adrian.
Yeah. Eileen, as timekeeper, I mean, of course, that's exactly what we're here for. I just wanted you to know that it's been 45 minutes and ask you if that's not my question, by the way, but ask you if you wanted me to just extend time on this indefinitely, or
I think I sense that we're going to want to go to a closed meeting at some point.
Well, that
but
was
let's,
my next one.
Let's extend now for 15 minutes and then see where we are. Any objections? Can we move to extend for 15 minutes? Any objections?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian. Now, what is your question?
Right. So there was a motion on the floor to go into executive session. And I think that we should do that in order to be able to move the process along and to be able to come back to the listener members with a much more information than we can give them perhaps right now. It's simply a more efficient use of time and ultimately benefits the listener members. So as I understand it, there's several of us who think that it might be necessary to go into executive sessions so we can just utilize our time more efficiently. And so I'm proposing that we go to a vote on that and then come back to the membership if we can to give them an update.
But we just extended this by 15 minutes.
Right.
So can't we continue here for 15 minutes and then go to closed session if we vote to do so?
Sure, it keeps getting moved and moved and moved, but that's fine. I mean, I just think that it would be much more efficient if we just did what we could in executive session and came back.
I think we still have things to discuss in public.
Okay, great.
So thank you. Let's move on. Scott, you're on the floor now. You've got the floor.
Sure. I just wanted to interject a few things from some of the comments, and I think Carol maybe raised the first question. As a clarifying point, the financial statements, the audited financial statements, are due to the state of California 9 months after the fiscal year end. So I think for FY18, those would be due, I think, in June, is my understanding. And I also wanted to share in our call that we had earlier, Nita, Maxie, Wander, and myself, one of the things I would just like to point out there is that I told them that once we get our initial request completed to us, it's going to take about 4 weeks to get the audit done. And there's going to be follow-up requests. There's going to be questions and things like that. So I'm just kind of putting that out there just so everybody is clear on the timeline. And also, maybe it will help when you go into the session discussing Nita's role as far as backfilling at the business manager level. One of the things, too, that came out of the call today that I hope will be positive is that it sounded like Wandrin had accumulated quite a number of information from the stations and had those in emails over the last couple of months. And I guess maybe whatever workflow is going on between Wandrin and Nita, and sounds like now we've kind of changed that so that Wandrin will start sending stuff to us, the auditors, directly. I'm hopeful that that means a lot of things will start coming through in the next few days. And then hopefully that original request list, that percentage of completion will be much higher. The only other thing I wanted to interject for the sake of your discussion about Nita's role is, again, keeping in mind that FY18 needs to be done by the end of June, it might be worth having a conversation as to what their role would be with respect to FY18's accounting, because quite frankly, that would be the thing that would concern me, is that we're spending a lot of resources on 17, and once that audit gets underway, again, people are still going to need to be involved to respond to questions and subsequent requests, and so and maybe it would be worth trying to kind of multitask and have 18's accounting underway while the audit's going on. And if that requires additional resources, maybe that's something to consider because, we're going to go through the same process with a similar request list, needing to have that populated and sent to us so that we can start the FY18 audit as well. That's just some of the thoughts that came to mind as everybody was talking.
Great. Thank you, Scott. One moment. Somebody is breathing into their mouthpiece again. Please mute. Thank you. I'm sorry. Who was that to the stack? Paulina?
Paulina.
Okay. First, we've got Wandrin, then we've got Carol, then Paulina.
Okay. Am I up?
Yes, you are. Wandrin.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. You touched on some of the areas that I wanted to express is that feel confident in the fact that we have hired Nita to come in and assist us. And there's a lot of areas that we're attending to simultaneously as getting the audit done, i.e. the business managers. As Scott mentioned earlier, we had a successful meeting this morning. We tend to meet weekly to talk about the transitions as well as the audit and the issues that are happening at the Pacifica Foundation. And I'm very confident that we're coming together with a plan.
As you know, we're all new to the network, so we're not aware. We weren't aware of all the different issues that's happening at one time. And with respect to my role and what I'm doing at the national office, I just wanted to bring up that in the beginning, I wasn't privy to the conversation or the engagement when we originally got with the auditors. That came about, I think, about a week or two ago, where Eileen had first introduced me to the auditors, but I wasn't allowed to or engage with the auditor. I think that now that I have the opportunity to work directly with the auditor, that will eliminate will speed up the process. I also wanted to point out that that there's a lot of issues across the network that I know this committee is not interested in, but I just want to point out that the human resources and the operations process and the business managers is the issue collectively throughout all stations. So we're working on that, but we're working together as a team to move forward with the audit. And I think that part of the issue was not so much that the stations wasn't giving in the information or we wasn't receiving the information, that some of the information wasn't accurate. And it wasn't it's not just the stations that don't have the business managers, it's across the network. And I think that now that we have a grasp on it, we're moving forward, and that we should be able to meet all our goals. I think that we're all saying the same thing, is that we realize that there's a lot of deficiencies, and I'm quite confident that our next call with Nita, we will flush out the business manager issue with WPFW and WBAI. But at WBAI, they are using QuickBooks. And in QuickBooks, he is tracking every transaction, and he has all the details. And he's also offered to give access to Barry or national office so that we can go in and draft all the reports and get everything that we need. Because he's aware that Barry only has, he's entering things based off the bank statement. And I think that was partly due to there was a bleeding area, and we just, as a network, and I say we, I wasn't here, but we just put a Band-Aid over it so it wouldn't bleed completely. So I think in the past we've been putting a lot of Band-Aids, and those Band-Aids are wearing out. But I'm very confident that Nita, Maxie, myself, and Scott, that we have a plan. Let me not forget about Larry. We have a plan, and the plan is moving forward, and we are seeing progress. I think that we just have to do a better job with communicating to this committee about our progress.
Thank you, Lindgren.